I want to talk to you today about receiving the things that have been freely given to us by God. For the past 2 weeks, we talked about knowing these things. I said it is important for a believer to get to know these things. You know, we just finished a powerful money conference, Money, Business, and Economics. I believe it helped you. I believe it helped you. Really, really great blessing. What a powerful 3 days of teaching money. It is important that we understand we know our role and what we need to do in our businesses and our lives and our place of work, employment, and we do them rightly and we'll get results. I mean, that was a powerful conference. I trust you were blessed. All right. Can we get into this today? Have you told somebody it's good for us to be here? All right, please. Come on, say it's good for us to be here. And you've joined us online. We love you. We are excited you are with us. And we trust that you will receive such a great blessing today. We have so much as believers in Christ Jesus. We have been given so much. We have been empowered with so much. That is the truth. You know, the Bible talks about Christ in you, your hope of glory. I mean, we have the power of Christ in us. We have received so much, even from our text. Can we move to our text in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 12? In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and in verse number 12, we see the Bible says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." And we might know the things that are freely given to us. There's so much that has been given to us, so much deposited inside of us, so much available for us to use as believers. In Ephesians, Paul talked about knowing the power of that Christ God has towards us who believe. The power of God towards us who believe. We have things deposited as strategic points for our lives. It is important that we recognize that and we begin to know them. For the believer, it's not about doing something. It's not about God doing something. It's a matter of knowing. We have moved from a matter of providing to a matter of knowing what has been provided. It's not a matter of God providing something for us, but we need to know. It is important. I think you might look at it and say, but I have not seen this, I have not done this stuff. But the truth is this, it's just a matter of your knowing. Difference between one believer and another believer is what he knows or what she knows. If she knows that these things have been given to her, and then she begins to act in a certain way, which is what I want to show you today, receiving. Because when you now know, you now have to receive them, and then you will now have them. There's the point of knowing these things, and then the next point is to receive them. I want to talk to you about that today, but can we stop and say, and we look at it, it's amazing we have a scripture like this. When it says, and you look at it, and sometimes I'm just like, boy, how much don't I know? How much don't I know? Because it says that we receive the Spirit of God, we receive the Spirit of God that we might know the things. So I'm like, boy, I'm trying to know so much. I can know as much. And the more I know, the more I would walk in, I would receive, and then the more I would walk in. And it's important that we understand that the life of the believer is not really, it's actually about receiving. We are receivers. We just receive. Believing is about receiving. If I put it that way, believing in Jesus Christ is about receiving what he has done. It's about receiving your inheritance. Christianity is about inheritance. It's about receiving what Jesus Christ did when he died for you on the cross. When he shed his blood for you on the cross, he made provision for you. Now you now need to know them and then receive them. So the believer is not actually doing something. It's not working. The believer is a receiver. We must understand that part. For us to receive, and we have to first of all know. We have to know what he purchased for us by his blood. We have to know when he talks about, you know, when we take communion, when Jesus, broke bread on the Last Supper that day, he said, "This is the cup. This is my body, and this is the cup of the New Testament." New Testament. There's a New Testament, and the Bible talks about without the death of the testator, then the will not take come into effect. So he had to die. When he died, his will and everything he desired for us, everything he provided for us, they came into full effect. His death. So he said his blood. You know, we know this one very well in Africa. The man is still alive. His property is his property. Right? It's known virtually everywhere. It's his property, his property. But when he dies, it now becomes your own. Now it now becomes, so you're not doing something to get all that property. You only have to now know what his will is, what he said concerning you. So his death triggers an automatic download of provision into your account. Right? Internet people stuff, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you can imagine that. His death triggers the download. It just happens. It happens automatically. So Jesus Christ had to die. They were saying, oh, please don't die. He said, you don't understand. I have to go. It is expedient for you. It is good for you. It's a good thing that I go. When I go now, you can now receive the Holy Spirit. You see now, his death, departure, triggered the coming of the Holy Spirit. It triggered the knowing of the things that he has freely given to us. It triggered the release of all those things into our accounts. Those things now entered our account because it cannot be in two accounts at the same time. Can't be in two accounts. So that's what it is. So when we know that, it says that we might know the things that are freely given to us. You see, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except the man be born again. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Once he sees it now, he cannot enter into it. Once he knows it. So, these things are there. The kingdom, he's not making the kingdom of God. He's not creating the kingdom of God. He just needs to see it. He needs to open his eyes. And then he can now enter into it. So, the first thing is that in our lives as believers is to know. Let me tell you one thing. This believing thing is not about me, somebody. It's about you. I want you to take this thing very, very serious. It's about your life. It's you are digging again, this example will be good, it's useful, I think it's nice. It says, somebody says there's gold at the back of your house, at the backyard, gold there. And then what do you do? It's just, that's the knowing I'm talking about. You can go there and you can with a spoon and just begin to dig, tum, 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 and do all that. And then take one, whoa, and then go and spend it. And finish it, and then come back, and then start again. And go. You can be doing that, or you can just sit down there in the morning, start in the morning, and carry shovel. And you are digging this thing. You dig up and you pack the gold. You wash there. You are doing that. It's 3 o'clock, but you don't care. You are packing this thing because you want to receive all this. It's about your hunger for the things that God has done for you. It's about when you say he died and provided for me. It's about, I want to know the things that have been freely given to me. I really, really need to know. I need to know them. And then you begin to pursue after them. And you begin to say, okay, I want to read this. It will cost you. Come on, it will cost you. When we talk about reading the Bible, and when we talk about it, it's like we're talking about read something, somebody reading the Bible. I say, Pastor, you know, we talked about all that. But listen, I want to read the Bible, not for God's sake. It doesn't help him. I want to read this thing so I can know the things that have been freely given to me by God. I want to know the will of God concerning my life. When Jesus Christ died, what did he will for me? So your reading the Bible is important to you because it helps you know the will of God, the mind of God for your life. For your life. Not somebody else, for your life. So you are reading the Bible. Somebody will look at you and not know why, but you it's like maybe you are just being you want to be a good Christian. No, it's not being a good Christian. It's about your life. Come on. I need to know. And you pursue these things because you need to know the things that have been given to you by God. Freely given to you by God. This is not something you labor for. This is something that has been freely given to you by God. You are in pursuit of knowledge. You are getting a book. It will take your time. You know, when we consider how we spend our time, how we spend our day, really look at it. It's funny. It's funny, we are hot. Somebody could maybe not make a meeting, come around or something, because it's maybe a boy or something is there. He wants to go somewhere, go enjoy something like that. But somebody could look at you spending time reading the will. But the man spends time reading the will so that he can know the things that he actually has. when that man starts enjoying, they say there's cheating somewhere. Is it not cheating? Really not cheating. When we talk about spending time in the house of God, getting to church, getting to learn these things, you are here every time learning things, you're in church here, we're praying, we're doing it. It's always as if you have time. I'd rather sit down digging that gold, because this is my life. What people even would trick and lie and play games, and they talk to you later and say they are suffering, you're not feeling anything. Really, at a certain level and in life, when you get in place, you know, I don't feel anything. I don't understand. It's your choice. You make a choice for your life. I don't feel anything. It don't mean anything. It's your life. You made a choice. I made a choice for my life. What I want to do with my life. What I want to get. I want to know. I really need to know. It is very important for me. Are you here? I might as well open anything, because really, remember the story. Remember the man. He prepared a banquet, and he told the servant, he said, "Go get the people invited for the banquet, for all things are ready." We can't keep doing this thing now. What do you want him to do? Die 10 times? He died on the cross for you. You don't even know the reason that he died. What he purchased for you with his blood. I mean, we talk about the blood. What? Do you even know what the blood unveiled for you? Do you know what he did? Do you know what he unveiled for you? And you're not even. I say that now. I say, really, I don't know. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? You should be trying to know. Your purpose should be to know. Get something in material, and you're reading that book. You listen to a message. Oh, I need to get this message. I need to know. That should be all. That should be your real quest. And because when you get into that place, you get into your Cana. Come on, you get into your Cana. I told you that. You get into that place. You get into your Cana. It's your Cana we're talking about here. It's not Jesus who that he has died. He did it by himself. He wanted to do it. He did it freely. It's not paying him. Somebody says it's paying him the way you are now doing. No, it's not paying him the way you are now doing. You have the right to do whatever you want. You can reject him. I reject Jesus. I don't have any business with him. I'll go your way. It's your business. You'll not be paying him. You say, hey, you are rejecting me. He came unto his own. His own did not receive him. But as many that receive him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. He doesn't feel rejected. He now feels bad. You know, it's your life. When you are pursuing to enter into Canaan, and you are fighting the giants of distraction, lack of discipline, sleep, you are finding distraction of this world, movie, this stuff. You say you cut down a movie. Say, you cut down a movie. You say, I cannot help myself. Movie. Movie cannot help your destiny. The things that God has given to you can help your destiny. Following your friends and agreeing with them and being that, it won't help your destiny. This is somebody say, I'm struggling hard. Get to know the things that God has given to you, and you enter into your Canaan. Get into Jesus Christ. Everything that many things have been given to us in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we have abundance. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. The Bible says, blessed with all spiritual blessings. It's real. Those things are the things. Those things are the things you should be pursuing with your life, with your money, even. Spending money. Somebody says, it's transport, it's this, it's that. They book. Maybe you see. Our messages are free. On our website, we have messages from last year, years. We are loading them on our website. It costs us to be able to keep those things on our website. We have to keep them there. So that we need to get more space to keep more messages on the web. So you can go and you are listening to messages of years ago. It costs to put them there. You go there, listen to them, and it's the stir up your faith. Oh, stir up your faith. Oh, and then you say, I know now. Then when you know, I have to get to today's work. You now want to receive. Kalabuso. You must first know the things, and then you receive them before you have them. You must first know these things, and then you have them. You now move to the point where you receive them, and then you now have them. If you know them, but you don't receive them, then you cannot have them. And that's the problem. This receiving point. I want to say something very powerful today. Very powerful. You know, revelations are progressive like that. When you know them, there's a point. It's called the receiving point. That receiving point is spiritual. It is not yet manifesting them here. It's not yet bringing them here. There's no manifestation yet here. So you must know them, and then you now receive them. The receiving point is very vital. In receiving them, you receive them as true. You receive them as true. You receive them as yours. You receive them as paid for. These things I know now, I receive them that they are true. I receive them that they have been settled. They are mine because they have been freely given to me. No, it's not a matter of my function or my behavior or my goodness. They have been freely given to me by the blood of Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. I receive them as paid for. I receive them that they are actually mine. I'm not saying that you don't believe that they are for Christians. I'm saying that you receive them that they are yours. Because the issue with what he did, I said the issue, and I'm not making missing words, is that he made provision for everybody. Your name is not inside anywhere. Specifically to say, Mr. John has this house. In the will of your father, they will say, this house belongs to Mr. John. John, my son John. This one, put your name there. But in this matter, he paid for the whole thing for every believer in Christ. So you have to receive them as yours. You have to now, there's a difference. So knowing that it's a Christian thing and knowing that it's your thing is a different thing. That's the receiving I'm talking about. Because you are mentally able to know that the receiving, I said this is the line. You are able to know that healing is Christian. If somebody is healed, it's not even strange to you. It's not strange to you when somebody says healed. It's not strange to you. But it is different when you now say it is now me. This healing is what is mine. By his stripes, we were made whole. But by his stripes, I was made whole. That's the point where you now receive your own share of the national cake. The national cake is available. You see, now we're talking about your own share. Until you get to that point where you say it is true. You first of all receive them as true. Because many times when you read something, you see something, you say, okay, now I know. Now I've left knowing, I'm doing my today's work. Now receiving is where you know these things are actually true. They are true generically for every believer. Okay. They are true because it's a good thing. You know, because it's a good thing. It's everybody will say a good thing is good and I don't mind it. But has this good thing, has it been paid for? Is it actually settled? You say, yes. All right. Then he now says, that's what Mary says. He says, be it unto me according to your word. It's not a generic something. It's be it unto me. It's not, well, somebody else might, the problem is that two of us might know it, but one of us will receive it. He will receive it as what? True. He will receive it as completely paid for. He will receive it as what? Mine. But somebody else will say, I know. It is true. He can say it is true. It's not mine. If you say it's not yours, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Exactly. It will pass. It will pass. Somebody is singing, when you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. I mean, you have to be dumb. Look at it. You are thinking I'm talking nonsense, but you see it in the song. That is stupid. When you come to collect your people, he came to collect his people, and you are his people, and you are asking him to remember. You are saying somebody don't have sense inside, and it cannot be him. Now you have received it. I can't apologize for this one. Now, because it's true. Now you have received it as true. You believe that he's coming. You receive that part settled, but it's not yet yours. And many believers, they know the things. They receive them, many as true, but not as mine. And that is the critical point. Because when you know the things, step number one. When you receive the thing, something happens inside of your heart. There is a change in the heart level. There is a change in your speech. There is a change in your joy. There is a change in your confidence. There is a change in your walk. There is a change in your action. There must be a change of state for a believer. I told you this thing before. There is always a change of state. From activity to inactivity. From inactivity to activity. There must be what you call a change of state. In essence, if I've been worried and bothered, and I know something, and then I receive it. This receiving point is the very important point. Then I now receive it. So you have to really, this is the point where you calm down. When you come down from knowing, you now receive it. Once you receive it there, that is the point where you now say, ah, if you were anxious before, guess what happens? You stop. Your heart is at peace. You enter into rest. If you are not doing anything about it before, and you are living on the streets, and they say the house is your own, then you go and start knocking the door. There must be action or inaction. But something, there must be a change of state when you have received them. It is that point that is the issue here. You go to Jonah chapter number 2 and verse number 8. We are walking now. Right. There must be something must shift inside of you. When you receive them, I said you become a different person. We receive them. No, before Jonah chapter 2, verse number 8, please. I want us to look at this receiving part very well. I will skip to some part where I say, people can know things and say, how shall these things be? Huh? People can know things. The prophetic word comes and then somebody says, how shall these things be? Or people can know things and then the prophetic word comes and somebody says, even if God opened window in heaven, that is saying it cannot be sorted out. Huh? Then people can know these things and say, ah, you are enjoying these things, so, but I don't think I can enjoy these things. Do you understand them? We have these things in the Bible. Angel came to tell this man, say, your wife will be a son. How can this thing be? Give me a sign. The guy, I am Gabriel. I stand here. I'm telling you something. I don't believe it. I'm tired. He didn't receive it. He knew it. He got the information, but he did not receive the information. There's a difference. Original copy received by me. You see it there now? You see it there now? Because you can know it and say, I've not received it. They say, write it, sign it, write the date. Because they bring a document to you. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, don't vex. When the government people come to your office and give you that your duplicate for the money you are about to pay, you can't go to government and say, they didn't bring it to you. Write it in their own copy. Original copy received by me. Sign and put your date there. It means now that you have received the bill. Say, I didn't know. Excuse my Lord. You can stand before a court. And if you keep dodging, and you keep that they don't see you to give, they'll put it in the newspaper. Yes, there's other alternate means of communicating the bill to you. Because they keep trying to find this man to say you are summoned to court. Alternate means of summons. They put it in the newspaper. He said, put it in 10 newspaper. Let him say, miss it. We arrest him. But anyhow, what I'm trying to say here is that there's that receiving these things yourself. Very important. So somebody says, even if God, Elijah professor said, by this time tomorrow, he said, even if God, he refused to believe that these things were even paid for at all. It's not possible. This guy doesn't say, how shall these things be? He says, the Mary says, be it unto me according to your word. There's receiving the thing. So it's not about knowing, because all these people knew. There's a knowing part, but there's the receiving part. And this receiving part is the critical part. I didn't say this is the having part, though. This is the receiving part, where you receive. Have you seen somebody that have received good news before? I'm sharing this thing is critical. Somebody will say, they have this thing. It's not a lie. It's a lie. Walking away. I'm telling you, you have to hold him down. Say, no. It's not a lie. Not a lie. It's a lie. Ladies, do it. Somebody will come and say, it's a lie, it's a lie. You are seeing the person. It's a lie. Denial. You did the thing there, but it's a lie. So knowing it, you are seeing the person. Say, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. Somebody tells you in the bed of sickness, bed of affliction, he says, you have been made whole. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. You know, you have now come to know. You read the thing there. But, right? Let me show you one thing before we look at Jonah 2:8, because that's where I'm going to go to. Oh, look at Jonah 2:8. Let's go to Jonah 2:8. Jonah 2:8, move to Jonah 2:8. Look at it. It says, they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own message. There's a key in that verse there. Powerful key there. They that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy. It is not the provision of mercy, it is the forsaking of the mercy. It's important you look at that verse. It's saying now that because of the things that they are seeing, they are not receiving the things I am saying. I'm saying it, but they say they observe, because they observe, they forsake it. Forsake means the thing is available, but they willfully set it aside. Sometimes they do not know, so they try to establish their own righteousness. This one is not that matter. This is not a matter of people who now know, but they have not received. And many believers fall in this category. They now know. This is why we have people now say, all believing believers. They now know, but they can't receive it. When we say you are prosperous, you say, all this pastoral good talk. You know, pastors will try to say they help you for church, oh, they want me to give their offering. People, all manner of stupid things. You know, you can't see anything, and people will not see. They can know it and not receive it. If you don't receive it, it will work. It will work. That receiving point is there. Now, you see somebody that received an inheritance from the Father. There's a change of state. There's confidence. There's joy. Those things are critical. They are important to receiving. I didn't say having. Receiving. You are sitting down there and you are reading. Like I said, you are in Abuja. And you are reading and you are a tenant. And you're just reading your father's will. Just let me read my father's will again. And you're reading and you say, I know my father now. He's the possessor of everything. Maybe he might have a property in Abuja. And you go on that Abuja listing. You study. You take some time. You get up in the night. And you are going on that Abuja listing. Abuja is a capital city. I don't want all this story. Jehovah gave birth to Rehoboam. What concerns me? Who gave birth to who? Pass all that place. Go to the very far point. The 14th week. 14th week. We are in October. You are saying 14th week. Move them. I need them. Then you get them. I understood. I saw it. That in the city of Abuja, there are two properties. One is that was surplus. This one is even near me. That one that is there, let's leave it first. I don't really care. You don't mind, don't bother yourself about all the many things. You are at a certain stage in your life. What you need, that doesn't say I don't understand the Bible. What do you mean you don't understand the Bible? Do you not understand your current state in life? Your current state in life. What I'm saying that is the one that concerns you. If you tell me now that he has in Kogi, I'm in Abuja. Leave Kogi this thing. So, but okay, I have a question. It's in Revelation 20. What's your problem? What's your problem? You are each of you to eat food, and you are telling me I don't know if I can believe because there's one thing I saw it in one Facebook post. Contradiction in scripture, pastor. I want to see you. It still is confusing me. You need money to pay your rent. You need to have faith to receive the provision of God for you. You need money to feed. You are telling me this. I believe what I said. So we go to Abuja listing. We see two listings. We see one house, say one property in one place. Then I see another property that is close to me here. I'm not going to be fighting for that property. I don't even care. Then I stay there. They can be eating that one. This one now, is close to me. And I'm paying rent, heavy rent. And they are threatening me to push me out. And I now know. Either I look at it and say, it's a lie, it's not possible. Look at the house now, how can I? Or I say, this thing is not mine. Once he receives the thing, you will notice. He will change. He will go there. He will talk it. That we talk about confessions, right? We talk about confessions. This is where, you say that in past few weeks, I'm not teaching anything particular. I can't teach you confessions. I have work done on confessions. But this is where you gather them together. Confessions, it now comes to your mouth. The man who has received anything, he will say it. I mean, when I give my children something, I'm afraid. Because everybody will know. One day my wife went to go and tell, you say, how old are you? Either you just say, this is how old. I say, everybody in his class now knows. I say, we have to change the thing. Because the boy, let me tell you, my mommy is, everybody, if you don't meet anybody, everybody will just, he will tell everybody. Someone say that they were not hiding it. So don't make it complicated. But I'm trying to tell you that once they have received something, it enters into the mouth. You know what I'm saying now? I'll give you an example. So there's no way you have received something that you not confess. That's why I say, I told you something concerning confession. I said the things must move beyond confession to your conversations. If most of the time Christians confess one thing and converse another thing, and there's a difference there. So this enters your conversation. What concerns aging concerns mommy's age? You know, you just say, come and you don't pass. Good morning. Let me tell you, my mommy is in this conversation. This is not something he wakes up in the morning and say, confession number one, I am light of the world. Number two, I am the salt of the earth. I have prosperity. That's confession, that's good. But you ask your heart, does it enter conversation? My dear, it enters conversation. If it doesn't enter conversation and you leave it in confession, somebody can be confessing one thing and conversing another thing. And let me tell you one thing. There is no way you will walk in these things and not have joy. Joy comes in your heart. Once you know these things and you receive them, not knowing them and receive them, joy must come. So you see now here that it's not about a provision, it's about receiving them. Because again, look at Jonathan. He said, they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy. Right? Have you seen this verse? They forsake. It means they have their own mercy. I think I love this verse. I'm not emphasizing something there. Their own mercy, Mine. It doesn't say forsake all our mercy. It's your personal business. If you like, forsake your own. It doesn't mean I'll forsake my own. That's what it says there. It says they forsake their own mercy. So there's this generic provision of mercy. That's the first thing. Mercy comes before grace. I'm not really done, but I always tell people mercy comes before grace. Alright, mercy is the inroad to which grace flows into your life. You must receive mercy of the Lord before you can receive grace of the Lord. There's two differences. But instead they forsake their own mercy. It's of his own mercy, it's freely. So they're not forsaking my own, they're only forsaking their own. So you can hurt yourself if you like, but I will not hurt myself. I will refuse. I believe these things and I know these things and then I receive these things. And so he said they forsake it. So they have their own mercy allotted to them, their own part of the national cake, of the divine cake. They can partake of the divine in nature. Huh? But they forsake it and then they are going about their own. You see that there? They that observe blind vanities because of the things that they see. They now forsake the things that God has already provided. So it's not a matter of provision. No. It's a matter of knowing, receiving, and then having them. The receiving point is very important. The receiving point is the spiritual place. It is the place where you grab it in the realms of the spirits. That is the spiritual place. That's where you miss it. Because if after you know it, you will not have it. You won't have it. You first of all receive it first. Then you will not have it. Are you there? So when I want to say something, I was saying something, I had to go back to this verse. So go to Isaiah chapter number 12. You will see where the Bible says now that with joy, Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw what? Water out of the wells of what? Salvation. Joy. So there's no way that somebody receives something and not have joy. I didn't say know it. He receives it. You know, we have crossed knowing now. We are receiving now. I was saying the attributes of receiving is it is mine. I receive them as mine, not as our own. As my own mercy. My own mercy. We have mercy of the Lord. Have we all received mercy of the Lord? Yes. But I have what? My mercy of the Lord. And I'm going to, I want to endeavor to use it and maximize it. Are you still here? Now I said that he must have joy, because there's no way he will not draw the water out of the well and enjoy it if he doesn't have joy. He says with joy. So I'm giving you the element. I'm talking about the elements of receiving: confidence, confession, joy. When I say that is how my face is, there's no way you can receive anything from the Lord, because it is joy that you will use to draw water out of the wells of salvation. If, look at this again, I tell my son, I'm buying you biscuits when I come back from work. Okay, daddy, buy me something, I say, okay, I'll buy you biscuits. Huh? He's excited. Why? Because he knows I'll buy biscuits. He has crossed knowing now. He has received it. Because when we receive, I didn't say when we know the word of God, I'm probably using the term purposely. When we receive the word of God, there must be joy. These are they. Then the seed that fell by the wayside, they received the word with what? With joy. With joy, you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Joy must be there, it must be in your mouth. You know what I say? You cannot be excited. Well, I don't know. But no, you've not seen somebody who have received. We just give you $1 billion and you are walking that side of your face. It's not possible. You see what I'm saying now? There must be changes, stage. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm talking about receiving. No, I didn't say it has entered your pocket, though. But heaven, earth will know that you have now received them. Are you here? Okay. So you see, joy is there. Confession is there. Confidence is there. When you read, something must happen. That's when you are coming up in Christ. You might have some problem with some things. You say, I believe that God, when God speaks to me, sometimes me, listen, I know what I'm saying. By myself, I'm reading scripture. I say, by myself, means my head start calculating. In short, you start eating the money, eh? It has not come. There's joy. You spend the money. It means that I'm settled with this, I pay this debt. Money has not entered your hand, but somebody has spoken to you. Huh? When God speaks to you and you receive God's word, there must be joy. Let me tell you this. Huh? Every time God speaks, even when it is corrective, you hear what I said? Even when it's corrective, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So there's no receiving God's word. I didn't say knowing. You can hear it. I didn't say when you are hearing God's word. I'm saying when you are receiving God's word. I wish you can get my point. Do you understand what I'm saying now? No. Let me help you. Go to Mark chapter number 11, verse number 24. Let me show you. I want to try and help you see receiving. Okay, is it there? Therefore, I say unto you, one thing soever ye desire, when you pray, what will you do first? Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. The receiving point is the place where believers need to be trained to receive. Hey, the real training. I'm not joking. It's in the receiving part. Many of them have not even received it. We've not received it. It's a lie. No, Pastor, I like the message today. You preach well. Preach well. You go. Finish. I preach well. No. You didn't receive it. It's not my own. It's not mine. Well, it's a good thing. It's a Christian thing. No, we can't come to church. Our pastor will say all of you will die tomorrow. So you just say good things. Then we'll go home and go and continue to face our life. You must go home and face your life. You must go home and face your troubles. You face your troubles. Huh? So, pastor has preached. You preach well. I like your preaching. Your preaching is the good. They help me. Then, let me go and face my troubles. The receiving point is where we train, where you are trained. That's the real training. They say it's difficult because that's where we can say something like the battle is in your mind. I mean, an information comes to your mind. There's lying vanities outside. There's already lying vanities that entered into your mind. And then you now get this new information that the house is yours. You can tell somebody that this is so, and you continue living poor like that because I don't want trouble. I mean, somebody that received something, they said the house is his own. If they are beating him and he said he doesn't want trouble, he has not received it. He knows it, but he has not received it. If he has received it, he will be excited with joy. He will draw water from the wells of salvation. When you receive, you see there's that intermittent point between you ask for the thing, you receive it. When is this point where you receive it? When you receive a word from God. When you hear God's words, you get that joy comes. Joy. No matter how he speaks to you, I'm giving you, I think you check that in Luke 13:8, where it talks about they on the rock are they, which when they hear, they receive the word with what? With joy. I keep teaching it, people don't pay attention. When you receive, can somebody tell you, you have $1 billion, you can know it, you can hear it, but when you receive it, we will know. Now we are just calling you Mr. Uche that you won the $1 billion dollar. I'm going to say dream, please stay. No, I'm asking it. Say okay, thank you very much. Hear me, thank you very much. He has no need to. He has not even mentally received it. He has not received it. When it lands, you will now know.
That is when it has actually landed. Did you get that now?
That's when it has landed.
Have you heard things that you didn't process? It didn't process. You know it, you heard it, you enter your ear. If they say write it down, you write it down. But it didn't process into your heart and cause that faith. What we think, we can be saying we are talking about phytosynthesis. We're talking about it. That is when it causes the turbine to start working. That is when you now say, I've actually paid that debt. May that man come call me. The money is there. But when they first told him, he had it, it entered, but he just walks away. He's still confused. He's shocked. Shock. Okay. Thank you, ma. Shock. Guy, overcome shock. Oh. Receive it. I say receive it. If you like, go in shock for 3 years. The thing will be waiting for you there. Thank you. Are you getting my point now? Yes, unbelievers have they hear it, they know it, but they are in shock. They can continue suffering. Fight will not start. They are still in shock. They continue. I'm shocked. You have been healed of the Lord. I'm in shock. I know. It takes some time to process. I want to. No problem. I'm saying the receiving. Somebody says, but I'm hearing many things. I know many things. Receiving the many things are different. After you now finish receiving them, then we will now start discussing and you shall have them. If you don't receive it, you can't have it. You, when you receive it, you know what you now do? You go to the office. If they are not around, you wait. You see now? Is that not? You just get to the office and say, I talk now, not lie. That's calm. They don't come and say, you don't get money. You see now? And then, get you more, they go. That's calm. It does be. You see, there's a difference between the man who have actually received it. Are you seeing faith here? Making it easy. Believers will say, that's calm. Somebody else will receive it. The person who has received it will have it. Sorry, somebody else will have it. Because if he has truly received it, you can't stop it again. No? At the point of receiving it, it is now unstoppable. Devil, demon, they can't come anywhere and stop it. You get what I'm saying now? He will stay there. He will say, this thing is scam. Somebody say, that's scam. He don't get there. He don't say, the gate, no, they open. No signboard, they the place. Hey, they just scam me. More they go. Somebody will say, I have received it. I know it. I receive it. Joy welling up. It says, with joy, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. You speak it, it's in your mouth. Jesus said, you will destroy this temple, 3 days, I'll build it again. You see somebody come back. He will just be walking his own and say, you see this beautiful temple? He said, bring it down. He's talking it because he has received this thing. It didn't happen by chance. He has received it. He has received his resurrection already. So this doesn't matter. Confession, conversations, it's there in your mouth. He spoke boldly. He said, let me tell you, you guys can't do nothing to me. He said, if you do anything and you destroy this temple, say 3 days, I'll get it back up. He said, you mean you? They said, you guys don't even understand what I'm talking about. Confidence. There's confidence about the way the man acts, the way the man speaks. He's not afraid of it. He said, they'll take it to the cross. He said, no. It's 3 days, just wait. He's not afraid. Fear is banished from that heart. Because he has received this. And then guess what? We saw it with our own eye. We saw it. He rose up again from the dead. Because he has received it first. So the man that received this will not take. Once he has received it, he can't take no for answer again. It's not finished. Nothing external. They that observe what? Lying vanities. So all those lying vanities, when he get to the gates of the people that called him, he went there. They are not open. The place is looking as if it's deserted. One staff came. Even the staff that came to is standing outside. In the place like that. He will refuse to observe any lying vanities. Huh? If he observes the lying vanities, what happens? Is the money not there? According to the scripture, it's there. But he will do what? Will forsake. So mercy. But if he has received it, then he can now fight for it. That's what I'm saying now. It might not land the next week, but he has received it. It might not even land next month, but he has received it. It can take another 1 year. He said, I have received it. This matter is settled. It will happen. You get what I'm saying now? That's faith. So you see, we're talking about knowing, receiving. What are you talking about? Faith matters here. Are you here? Yeah.
Alright. Let me show you this because I don't have time anymore. It's in Hebrews. I have some things to show you, but it's in Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter number 3. People that have received things, I want to show you some characteristics, another characteristics. With joy, you draw water from the wells of salvation. In Isaiah 12:3. In Job chapter 5, verse 22, he said, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. I mean, it's a real thing there. Is it possible? But if at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. That's what the man said. Job chapter 5, verse 22. When you receive this kind of word, sometimes people wonder, you can say, somebody will read the scripture and know it in the head, but he has not received it in the heart. See that now. When he receives it in the heart, he becomes a different person. He's no longer an ordinary human being. He's no longer an ordinary human being. He's a different person. The world changes you at a heart level. Heart level. Come on, are you here? As soon as I found me, thou shalt laugh. If you look at, since you have the scripture, turn there, 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 8 and 9. Let me just show it to you. I think this thing is a blessing to you. Your understanding, receiving, different from knowing. Now I know the things when I see them, but I receive them. It says, for this thing, I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Next verse. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Someone now says, most gladly, therefore. See, therefore, there? I will not glory in my infirmities. How did that happen? Because he had received the word from God. I'm going to buy you biscuits. The boy is running around the whole house, he has received the biscuits. If I tell my son, if I tell my wife, he says, I need this thing, and she just says, I need to buy something, I say, okay, no problem, go ahead and buy. She says, it's a lie. We need to buy, she just wants very silly something. Why would I be buying that kind of thing? I just say, she just know. She just say, I want to buy this thing, we'll just put it here. I say, okay, very good, buy it. Oh, now, agree now. I say, what did I say? I say, buy it now. Go ahead and buy it. You see now, she didn't receive it. She heard what I said. You know, I said, but she knows that I'm not saying this. So that one, she didn't receive it. So you can hear something and not receive it. You don't receive it. You still carry faith. So if I tell my son now, and right now the boy is a believer, I believe everything I say, I will buy you biscuits. He receives it. Will we know? But you get of the age where you ask me, Daddy, buy me. Okay, I'll buy it. You will know that daddy just said okay, so that I can get out. You just say okay then. After the okay, get out. Yeah, I'm not buying it. There was a difference there. And so he will not walk away from there. He said, okay. The okay is not okay. It's bad okay. He says, I won't buy it okay. For lack of a better way of putting it now. But I said, okay now. But he knows. He didn't say, why did you receive the okay? He said, that okay is not, you won't receive. That is not received. But if I say, okay, I will buy it. He receives it. There must be joy, confidence, conversation, confessions about it, expectations. The man changes at the heart level. You get what I'm saying now? Most gladly. So when you are seeing the most gladly, I will now rather glory in my infirmities. You wonder, is it possible to glory in infirmities? Yes. Is that possible? Therefore, I will glory. Why? He has received a confirmatory word from God that my grace is sufficient for you. It's available and sufficient. When we receive the word of God, it should come. There should be a change in our lives at that heart level. Go to Hebrews chapter 3. This is where we'll conclude for today. Powerful something. Powerful something. Powerful something. Receiving it now. That characteristics. So you will know. You, when I teach, my goal is for you to know whether you have received or not. So you will know. Huh? You will know. You, it's not be hard to smile. It's not be hard. You will see the of blind vanities. You not mean anything. You dismiss them. Not be hard. They will say. Sometimes like someone say, you do. I'm like, they not say go on. What? You say you've not received the word of protection. I mean, it's impossible for somebody to threaten me and to walk. It's not possible. It can't happen. He can't do me like this. I'm not going to say, nothing will happen. Nothing. I'm a son of the creator of the heavens and the earth. I mean, divine life flows inside my blood. It's impossible. I'm not saying pastor or something. Let him try it. Anywhere. Put anything anywhere. It's crazy. You know me. A son of God. It's not a joke. I don't say it for play. It's for revelation. I've received something from God. You say, I will not be afraid of you. When Jesus Christ died on the cross. I mean, do you understand the implication of that thing there? Something happened. Somebody died on the cross. He shed blood. Died. Real die. He now say he did. He now put onions and egg inside clay pot. I mean, can you compare onions and egg? I mean, if we use logic, we are killed already. You are dead, man. We use logic. Only human logic, you are dead already. He said he killed goats. Ordinary human logic has finished the matter. I said Jesus died. You said you killed goat. For me, which one will win? I'm angry. You're afraid for nothing. You're afraid for nothing. He killed goat and cow and two people. For what? He said he killed a baby, an innocent baby. Jesus and innocent baby, are they mates? Wait a minute. He said, nah, did he say, I entered into a house. I don't know what they buried inside here. Is he crazy? Is he my house? Did he when I paid the rent? I stop and pay rent. You tell me you put something in the ground. Then they come and walk with them. Then they come and walk. They're afraid everywhere, walking everywhere, say bury something inside the house. In this house I cannot prosper. Every tiny house I prosper. Crazy. What are you telling me? This guy died, he said, I live in the house. The house is somehow. You mean they observe all manner of lying vanities, all manner of nonsense, all manner. Christian will never try. It's a lying vanity. You observe that one. He put crazy. The place they have moved to this side. They talk, yeah, I park away from the house. Everything. What are you? Nothing. Nothing. Because you don't know. Then if you know, you have not received it. I was having lying vanities. Then you became. I'm saying, okay, come try me now. It's trash. He have to tell me, my son. He said, tell me, my son, don't stay in this place. Stay in this place. He said, stop this. Move this city. I want something better for you because of here. But to tell me that it's because I'm thinking the landlord, the way I'm seeing the landlord, the landlord will say, go. You say, go. I don't want you in this house. I say, madam, why now? He say, I know your wants. That's the best he can do. John G. Lake, he say a year of problem. When he say a year of something happening somewhere, he says, opportunity is going. The opportunity to go and show yourself. I challenges their bread for me. I hear those things. You not say so. I will not shift away. I not say, sister, let us not enter the matter. Let me. It's interesting for me. I will say, let's put this thing to work. Let's do it. It's not a game. So I say, but don't you consider me? Yeah, me now, the one finding him. You are looking for him everywhere. I tell me, looking for him everywhere. Let's do this thing. Because it's not a game. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ died. He saved three people. Three people to Jesus Christ died on the cross. When they were killing him, did they not know that something will happen? The cross was a shady, it was a bloody thing, it was a messy sight. Something was happening. Somebody was dying in the physical realm, Something was changing the spiritual realm. If they too can alter spiritual realm from physical realm, my own Jesus too, when he died in the physical realm, he changed a lot of things in the spiritual realm. Yes, why it is said, I want to say to receive these things. These things are true. Only if you receive them, you say, I know that Jesus Christ. That many people have a mental assent to this thing. They've not received it into their heart. When you receive it, you become a different person. I will not be downcast. It's not possible. It's not possible. He has no power over me. It's not possible. It's real. You see, they're doing it in the next flat. I know they're after me. I know. We just dealt with a case that is far from us now. Somebody is just fainting. The woman said, I'll show you this flat. He said, I said, not because we're not friends, but because of that matter. Now, because he wants to just do, and I am, and now where? Let me now show. You'll be fainting, just walk and faint. Walk and faint. They take the hospital, they say he has low blood sugar, low sugar. 10-year-old boy, sugar. It's not sugar. It's after I will show you the things that are happening. I just simply handled it. I say I'm inside the matter. When I say I'm inside the matter, I mean I've joined my matter. You go, I've joined.
Me, I went at Wala started. It finished. Stop. Never happen. Not happen again. Not face again. Stop. Forward now. Okay, the woman is stronger than me. She said, is she stronger than me? That's my question. So she's stronger than me. Did Jesus Christ in me? I said, just for the sake of challenge. Just for the sake of challenge. I'm not okay. I can just say, me and my family, we are safe. Oh, thank God. Nothing's happened to my family. Because really not together. I mean, my family were safe. But it's not about me and my family. Now I say, but hearing the challenge and say, the just in me, I mean, let's do this. Hebrews 3:15. This is it to wake up. You know, just say, why? They're just afraid for everything. We are the ones. The darkness and hate just inside corner. We that this thing are the one walking carefully. Let's not offend it. Hey, madam, no face. No face. I know the woman and her husband. We are not going to beg. Begging. Why? You say, hey, pastor, you don't understand. What don't I understand? Afraid. If you're afraid, no problem. Just stay your lane. But don't pass it. All of us should be afraid. They that observe blind bandits, they forsake. They didn't forsake everybody's mercy. They forsake their own mercy. Don't use your own. Your son to spoil my gari and pour it inside. It won't work. All right. Because people try to pass that fear on to you. They want you to say, hey, let me tell you. No, it is you. If you want to be bothered about it and you say, I know, but rather park, I don't have a problem. You say, I said, when did you told me about the issue? I asked you, do they want to move? When you said no, they said they will not move, they will stay there. Those people that will move. I said, hey, me and you can join face now. They say the thought was that they will park. They will not park out of the house. You say, let me tell you, I'll deal with you in this place till you run until you park. Well, okay, how's it going? They say, oh, how's it doing? They say, I don't say, what are their plans? They say they will not park, that they will stay, they will fight. Hey, 12 of us are not in agreement now. I say, we finish, the woman will park. Who first come the herself? Now you first come, you will come through because somebody said, I will finish, deal with you, one, you will park out of this house. You two will not, you know, I say, no. Say they want to stay. We are in agreement, let's fight. I say, show park. Huh? Something is happening again, another thing is happening again. Another thing, what's this one? You know, rest, I'll be okay, fine, let's continue. Who did it? Yes, somebody has tried to stop fainting there on that matter. Now, the child will say, I'm seeing somebody like you behind you. Exactly like you, wear dressed like you behind you. Anywhere you are going, I'm seeing somebody like you. Mommy, there's somebody like you behind you now. I said, what's that one? What's the meaning of that one again? If she's like that, the implication is that when she first told me, I didn't even say anything. I said, she just called me and said, look at what they call. I said, what's that one again? What do you use that one still mean again? I said, okay, no problem. I'll enter the matter. I said, what does that matter? I mean, everywhere we are the light of the world. Huh? We don't know what we are involved. I know. If I don't know, a different case. Now, person I know, where we enter. Let us receive these things. These things are true. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Have you looked at this scripture before? It says, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, anytime you hear his voice, there ought to be a change in your hearts. That is why it says, harden not your hearts. Whenever you hear his voice, you are saying it again now. Why it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. It means now when you hear his voice, there must be a change in your heart. It is a heart level change, which is where the receiving of the thing happens. Hear his voice. Anytime you hear his voice, something happens in your heart. And that is the state of receiving. You receive it in your heart. It's not in your head though, in your heart. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, but shall not doubt where? In his heart. Not in his head. He can be doubting his head. It is said, harden not your heart. Your head can spin. When you hear the truth, you hear the truth of what God has done for you. I say your head can spin. Yes, but do not harden your heart. Yes, there's a difference. You can spin your head. It can make you say, open your head. Then once it lands your heart, beam, you receive it. It's gone. But some people, once their head spin, they block it. Once I say something that is too heavy for your head blocks. You have to enter. Spin. Bam. Heavy for the head because of all the line vanishes around. As I'm saying it, you are thinking, Uncle Joe, my grandmother died of this, my grandfather died of that, my grandma died of this. But return to sender. Return to sender. Return to sender. Why it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the provocation. Next verse. Next verse. For some, not everybody. I said for some. When they heard, they did what? Provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. You see that now? Some of them. Some people don't receive it. It is the receiving that is the problem there. Are you here? So when we hear the voice of God, when we hear the Lord speak to us, there's a heart level change. When that heart level change occurs, you receive it, and then you now begin to act. You now begin to act, speak. There's now joy boiling up inside. With that joy, you will draw water out of the well of salvation. You are doing all that kind of stuff. You go out. He's excited. He's proud of you. But it's offensive. That's why I say as in the provocation. And he didn't say everybody. Remember, he said for some. Some. But I don't want to dwell on this. What I want to show you is that verse that we have read many times and we've heard many times. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. You see that there? Do not harden your heart. His voice will come. His voice brings the knowledge. You receive what he says. When you receive it, two of you are connected. Yes, come on. Yes, you tell somebody, I would make the payments for you. He leaves you, goes to the neighbor, and starts and asks, talk to the neighbor and leaves. And then you hear the neighbor comes to you and say, Mama Junior, how are you? Junior just left my house now. I said, I should tell you, people should be trying for Junior. He said he needs some money for school fees. Junior came to the house. I told him, I will send it to him next week. He will pay before the deadline. How come he's now going to neighbor to go and ask? Provocation. Guy, you go verse. Don't everybody go provoke. We've not given him the school fees. But we expect that when he hears the voice, if you will hear his voice, you will not harden your heart. So, brothers and sisters, what happens in your heart when you hear his voice? Do you receive it or do you reject it? Because when you receive it, you will have it. When you reject it, you can't see it. There's a heart level change in you. The man becomes a different man. He becomes another kind of person. How do you see the world? Are you getting this now? Receiving the truth as pertaining to your life is very important. Knowing them is one thing, receiving them is another thing. A lot of people get to know these things, but they do not receive them. I pray for you that your heart will be open, that you will not harden your heart, that lying vanities will not dull your heart to the truth that we teach, the truth of God's word. You are sanctified by the truth. And you receive this truth in the name of Jesus. I pray that your heart is open to receive all that God has made available for you in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That you will not selectively receive some and dump some. No, that you will open your heart and receive them. That in the name of Jesus. That when you receive them, when you hear these things, when you hear them, there will be no hesitation in you. They will get into your heart, planted in your heart, and you will have them in your life. In the name of Jesus. From now on, you believe and you receive. You believe and you receive. I am they that God has given me. We believe and we receive everything that Christ has gotten for us. In the name of Jesus, we receive our inheritance. We receive our healing. We receive our abundance. In the name of Jesus, we receive provision for our lives. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you now. Whatever condition you are in now, wherever you are right now in your life, receive what you require. Receive what you require. Receive what you require. In the name of Jesus, receive provision. Receive healing. Receive direction. Receive promotion. Receive help. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus Christ died, he made provision for helpers. Receive helpers now.
in the name of Jesus. Yes, walk through that open door in the name of Jesus. Receive them now. Receive them now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Yes, we receive them now in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you. It is sorted out. It is sorted out. It is well with you. It is well with your family. In the name of Jesus. Every tree that my Father has not planted, today, by the power of God, I uproot it now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are entering into everything that God has designed for your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over your life. I speak peace over your life. I speak shalom over your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is targeting you, everyone that has dug a pit, will fall inside. In the name of Jesus, this is the heritage of the lost people, children. In the name of Jesus, you are protected, you are shielded. This is your inheritance. This is your heritage. Divine protection is your heritage. Angels all around you. Angels all around you. He said they will carry you up. You will not even dash your feet against a stone. Anybody that is saying in this office, in this house, you will see. Today I come against them by the power of the cross. In the name of Jesus. I say today they are falling down. In the name of Jesus. Yes, and they melt like wax before fire. Thank you, Father. Kaletosuna, you are the blessed of God. Blessings on your head. Yes, you are favored. Favored encompass you as a shield. Favor everywhere. You're going out, coming in. Favor everywhere. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Your way please the Lord. And even your enemies, they are at peace with you. Even your enemies, they can't even fight you. Thank you, Father. Your hands produce results. You see, your hands, they produce results. You are working. I say you are seeing results in your work. People are coming in the name of Jesus. Friends are coming in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the works of your hand, they are blessed. So you walk, you go and you walk. You say your work is blessed. You will do it to be different from other people's own. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All this in Christ Jesus. All this you have in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Receive. 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 So much. So much to receive in Christ Jesus. So much to receive in Christ Jesus. So much. We have so much in Christ Jesus. From today on, you are hearing of these things, you are saying, be it unto me. You say, this is not the answer, this is be. You say, they are because of Jesus Christ. He said, these things are mine. These things are mine in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, and then you begin to have them, you need to see them manifest in your life. Glory to God.